I remember we voted to bring that road in contingent upon getting the
turnaround, which is normal. We've got to have to get.
Yeah. There's other issues here other than just first know that we want to be able to help and do what's best for everybody. The problem is you have a lot of liability issues and there's a lot of other issues that we can't absorb or take in. If we can't. And Devin's here, he can probably speak to it better than us. If we can't turn around or if we can't do what we need to do for our equipment and have the ability for the public to use it and everything that's supposed to happen legally, then we can't just take in a portion of a road or because then if we paved it to a certain point, we'd want to turn around in yours. And we won't do anything based on a letter of permission. We would want it actually signed over to the county and have the easement and everything else. Recorded. So the other thing is I don't know how to solve it from here other than what we've already done. So the neighbors at the end, from what I understand, and this is all coming from Devin, they need to sign it over and then we can start doing it. And I understand that. And that's
Mr. Myers, Fitzpatrick, were you talking about at the end? Who's willing to work with us? Because they've got like three different lots.
He owns the three, and then he owns two on the left before you get to my place. He's got a bunch of property there. I talked to the man for 2 hours and said...
Need the mic turned around there.
I'm sorry.
That's right. I need that one, please.
I talked to Mr. Fitzpatrick 2 hours and 6 minutes. We didn't have any crosswords. I understand where he's coming from. He does not want to divide or lose his part of the property. And I said to him, I'm not going to fight you. I don't even really disagree with you. If it were me, I might feel the same way. And nobody wants to give approximately 40 by 40 up. We need it because I need to be able to get to my home. But
Well, at the end, I think if I could get his contact number and go out and show him what we're talking about, depending on the elevation change, we would only need an additional 8 feet of right-of-way.
Wow.
Because our road standards are 48 foot wide on a hammerhead, which is the smallest turnaround that we can do. We've got 40 feet now. So we would need an additional 4 foot on each side to make that hammerhead.
Wow. Well, I would greatly appreciate it if you would see if that would work. I personally, and I want you to try, and I'll pray that it'll go through. Personally, after all the time I talked to him, he won't sell it, and he won't give it, and he's not going to let any of it go. But I'll be praying that I'm wrong. Because I need to get
well, maybe with him knowing that it would only be 4 more feet on each side, depending on the elevation change, that he would be willing to
maybe
to work with us.
I hope so. I pray so.
Can you give Devin the contact number so that he can contact him?
Yes, and
I'll get it after we.
Okay, it's on a couple of signs. He's trying to sell some of his property, so. I mean,
if you tell me a road going down there, it'd be a lot easier to sell it. But.
Yeah, actually, a well-maintained road would help.
He's already telling people, I had a caregiver interested in the house, and when she talked to him, he said, oh, yeah, the road's going to be paved. And then when she saw him out in the yard, she was at my house on her cell phone, and when she saw him in the yard, she went out and introduced herself. Well, he saw she came from my house. And he said, oh, I'm not giving any of my property up to get this road paved.
Well, what Devin has presented there, if he can present that to the gentleman.
Certainly so.
Then,
thank you for that.
And what they may not be understanding also, currently it is a public road. Anybody can use it.
Right.
We just need an additional for turnaround.
It's a publicly...
UPS.
It's a publicly platted road.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that
it's publicly platted. That doesn't mean it's county maintained.
Okay. And you guys took it in already, right?
Contingent upon receiving that.
I understand.
Yeah, so that doesn't happen until we receive the area or the space that we need.
Yes. Thank you, and thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I hope if I come back, it's the clap for you. Thank you, Mr. Devon, for your willingness to help me in this. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Discussion of mileage rate.
I think this came up during budget. We were under the understanding that we were following state amounts, but there's no policy or anything put in place. I don't see David in here, but isn't that kind of how this?
Yes. It was asked on the mile. We go by 37 cents a mile, and that's what we had, the state mileage rate, and it had, the state had been that. I printed off of the website till March, actually June 30th of 2021. They changed in March to 43 cents, the state. So I think to clarify for all future, we need to have set the mileage rate for Taney County to agree with what
the
state does.
State, yeah.
And that just be on record. But then, so I suppose when we make budget each year, we can check that rate. But if it were to change, like the state changes in July, it appears. It used to be July. Now, this time they changed March 1st to June 30th because their year begins then. So July the 21st to June the 22nd, they have their rate at 49 cents a mile.
July of 2021 to June of 2022.
Yes. So for this next year to June of 22, is that what you said, 22?
Yes.
Okay. It, their rate is 49 cents a mile.
So we just need to enact a policy that says that we follow along with the state's...
That Taney County does, like...
Stop following with the state's mileage allowance?
Yes.
Move to enact a policy. Go ahead. Sorry.
So one thing I would point into the fact of the state is you said they do that based on their budget when they start or have their budget.
Their years.
It's their years at time. When we're putting this in, we'd be doing it mid-year for us, where ours starts in January. Thing I just would suggest is maybe going by the state number, but start it for us at the beginning of the year and change it at the beginning of the year instead of during the mid.
What I would do is just enact a policy that states that our mileage rate is the same as the state's. If the state's goes up, ours goes up at that time. If theirs goes down, which it has before, ours goes down at that time.
Okay.
I think that's just the easiest way to do it. And that way we're not trying to figure it out.
And the state's travel policy, as it states on there, and I think I had a copy sent to you, is that they stay, 3 cents below the federal? Is that right?
I think that's on not to exceed the Internal Revenue Standard mileage rate less 3 cents per mile.
Okay.
So it can't exceed it. But so, instead of trying to get all those verbiage in there, again, I've always been told we follow the state.
Yeah.
So we need to enact a policy that states that.
Yeah. Now, the question you've pointed out is it when the mileage occurs and what the state is? Then, so if the state changes their policy on June 30th, then if we have mileage occur after June 30th, then it would come under the state policy. If it occurred before that time, it would be under what the state policy was at that time. Is that?
I was merely stating my opinion on possibly starting it at the beginning of the year, because when
you didn't want to wait until July.
When we're budgeting per the beginning of that year of what it is, not at what it's going to change to mid-year.
So I understand you're saying, like, now the state policy is 49 cents a mile.
So then we'd start in January at 49 cents, and then the next year in the beginning, or next year or budget time, 2023 would be what they decided, July.
You're wanting to do it a calendar year, yeah.
We're in a calendar year, but
why the state goes down in July back like they did before? Why if they go down to 43 in July? Do we stay at 49?
So, I mean, I say, I understand what you're saying.
But just
for usability, whenever any time mileage checks go through or whatever, you look up what the current mileage rate is, you put it in and you move on. And so if the state has it at 47 that time or 43, if it's gone up or down, it just changes with the. Now I agree with what Sheila's saying. If it, you know, if we need to look at the date of when the mileage was versus what the rate is, they need to be paid the rate at the mileage at the time, or the time that the mileage was done.
I agree with that.
So if our motion is that we stay with the state rate, that Taney County's mileage rate is the same as the state rate at the time it was created, then does that not cover everything?
Based on budget, but I mean, it's totally up to you guys what you guys want to do.
There's not enough difference there probably to worry
there
about.
Just a statement.
Just as long as it's clear to everyone, because we know there's always questions. So, Sheriff, does that make? Is there any questions to what we've just said?
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
I'm writing it up right now, so we can kind of.
Sure.
Enact a policy that follows the mileage rate of the state of Missouri at the time the mileage was driven. Does that cover everything?
Sounds simple to me.
I like simple. Say it again. I didn't.
Enact a policy that follows the mileage rate of the state of Missouri at the time the mileage was driven.
Correct.
Move to enact a policy that follows the mileage rate of the state of Missouri at the time the mileage was driven.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I'm sure we could add some legalese and made it sound a little prettier.
I'm sure Travis would have added more stuff.
I'm sure.
Make it so we can all understand it.
I don't get to charge the same fees he charges, though.
Time of.
At the time. At the time the mileage was driven.
Was driven?
Okay. Mileage occurred, but I said that was driven. The motion was just to create that policy. So
gotcha.
The verbiage of the policy can be whatever it needs to be to get the intent of the motion.
All right. We'll be in recess.
Did we vote on that?
What?
Did we vote on that?
I thought we did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've got 9:46 a.m. We'll be in recess. We'll be upstairs for executive session, legal and personnel.